Hallelujah. Live big in us, Father. Live big in us. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. May you be glorified and may lives be changed because of what you are doing in us. Father, I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice will have open ears and an open heart to hear and receive the word of God. And that word that they hear will change their lives. Take them up another step. And Father, we give you the praise and the glory for it. Thank you for your anointing and your call upon me to minister your word. And it's in that I'm resting right now. And I take no glory for myself, but we give all the glory and all the honor to you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, go ahead and turn in your Bibles to the Gospel of John, John's Gospel. Chapter 8. Hallelujah. And I want to just read one verse. Well, I take that back. I'm going to read two verses. I'm going to take two verses out of John, the 8th chapter. Verse 28, then Jesus said to them, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father taught me, I speak these things. Verse 29, and he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. Grab that. Read verse 29 again. And he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. Amen. Now, this is the fourth day of January 2023. And we got the whole year practically ahead of us. And I want to exhort you tonight to make a decision that you're going to strive, that you're going to work at pleasing God. Pleasing God. Pleasing God. And Jesus made this statement. He says, for I always do those things that please him. And we know that Jesus was perfect in every way, and he had no sin. He didn't sin, and he had no sin. But one thing he did was please his Father, and he would hear from his Father, and he would do things that was taught to him by his Father. And that's what you and I are to do as well. So my subject tonight is some things that please God. Some things that please God. And, you know, we could go on and on. There's so many things that we could cover tonight. But I want to deal, and I don't know if I'll finish, but that's okay. But I want to take a look at some things that pleases God. And we need to, in our life and in our walk with the Lord, seek for those things that please Him. Amen. When God looks down, I want Him to smile at what He see me doing and how I conduct my life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So, some things that please God. All right, let's turn to the book of Hebrews. This, where we're going, is very, very important because this is where we began. Hallelujah. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. You know this verse, most of you do, but I want you to hear it again tonight. Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Now, what are we going to do in 2023 and beyond? Strive to please God. Amen? Strive to please God. Hallelujah. Not ourselves, but please God. And here's where we begin, right here. Hebrews 11. Verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Amen. Let me tell you something. If we are going to please God, we are going to have to walk by faith. We must walk by faith because God doesn't give us the whole book, so to speak. He'll give us a paragraph out of the book. Sometimes He'll only give us a sentence. But what God expects us to do is to step out in faith. Step out in faith. Remember Abraham? He stepped out in faith. He left his family and sought a land that God had promised him. He didn't know where he was going. But one thing he did know. Everybody say no. Say, it's what you know that makes you go. He knew that he heard God. You hear me? He knew that he heard God. This life we live as believers is a life of faith. We can't see God. He's present here with us right now, and we reverence His presence. We are honored by His presence. Amen? But we don't see Him. Now, I realize from time to time, and this is biblical also, that there have been appearances of angels, and folks have even seen Christ. But normally, we don't see Him. That's not an everyday thing yet. I believe one day it will be when we cross over to the other side. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, what a day that will be. But right now, we are told to walk by faith. We are told to live by faith. And we just read it. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Why? Because He's going to tell us some things that we're not going to have any answers to, but we're going to know I heard God. I know I heard God. I know I heard God. I know I heard God, but He didn't give me enough information. Well, you move on the information that He gave you. whenever he says to move. Hallelujah. Whenever he says to move, you move. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. I mean, that's the very beginning, folks. How did you get saved? By faith. What did you do though? You got saved by faith, but what did you do? You had to come first. You had to come to him and say, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Glory be to God. But you had to receive it by faith. You received it by faith. And this applies to anything in life, not just our salvation. But every time your feet hit the floor, every morning that your feet hit the floor, they should hit the floor in faith. Already having made the decision, I'm going to follow God today. I'm going to get in his word, and I'm going to do what it says by faith. Hallelujah. Look back at verse 10, chapter 10, verse 23. And I'm going to read this to you. I have my New King James Bible here, but I want to read it to you first from the regular King James Bible. This is Hebrews 10, 23. It says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. Why? Tell me. The King James Version says, for he is faithful that promised. Amen. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. And again, that word profession is the same as confession. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. Now, if you're reading it from another version or maybe even the New King James Version, it will read this way. It reads this way. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Glory to God. If we're going to please God in our life, we must walk by faith because he is faithful that promised. If he told you something, he's going to do it. If he promised you something, he's going to do it. Glory to God. Are you still here? So if you're going to please God in 2023 and beyond, make a decision that you're going to walk by faith, knowing that God is faithful that promise. If he promised it, he's faithful. He'll do it. Amen. God is not a man that he should lie. You hear me? Look at somebody and tell them, say, God would never lie to you. That'll never happen. Amen. Matter of fact, it's impossible for God to lie. You know that? Why is it impossible for God to lie? Because that's not even who he is. That's not even his nature. Amen. The Bible says it's impossible for God to lie. And since it's impossible for God to lie, he will never lie to me. Are you? He is faithful that promised. Tell yourself that. He's faithful that promised. Say it again. He's faithful that promised. Hallelujah. And I know what some folks are thinking. How come this? How come that? How come? How come? How come? Stop high coming and start believing God. Start believing God. But you know, Pastor, this happened to such and such, and this happened, and they were believing God. They said they were believing God. Can I tell you something? You'll go a long ways down the road when you learn that you don't know everything. God is the only one that's all-knowing. But I don't understand why this happened to such and such. And whatever. You know what? I'm going to tell you all right now. If I went to heaven in the next minute, don't start questioning God. Because God is always right. But mankind is imperfect. You hear me? I said, mankind is imperfect. You don't know everything about everybody. That's the reason we all have a public life and a private life. Now, our private life should be pure and holy, just like our public life. I'm not talking about little closet secrets. But here's the thing, sometimes folk have them, and it costs them. And I don't want you to get wrong idea. You know, well, my goodness, Reverend such and such died, or Bishop such and such, apostles, they must have had skeletons in. No, that's not what I'm saying. We just don't know everything. You know what our focus is to be? On God. Amen. I remember in the '80s, Kathy, late '80s or early '90s, I believe it was. Must have been '80s. When was Crystal born? 81. Well, she's right here. I could ask her, couldn't I? She was born in 81, so I guess this was in the 80s. I had a terrible kidney stone that I could not pass. That thing was very, very painful. And we were in church, and you know, we were hearing healing testimonies every day. Well, I won't say every day, but often we were hearing testimonies of healing and what God was doing in folks' life. And I was asked by the pastor to minister on one particular, I believe it was an evening. And, you know, the folk in the church knew what I was dealing with. And I told them back then, this was back in the '80s. I told them, I said, listen, don't base your faith in God on what you see in me. Because God is always right, God always tells the truth, but man is subject to fail. You still here? And I, of course, I wound up in the hospital over that thing, and it got pretty serious. But glory to God, I'm still here. Amen. And so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Glory to God. Are you understanding? Because sometimes we lose focus. We get our focus on off of God and on what's happening to someone else, when we need to keep our focus on God, keep our focus on His Word. Y'all still here? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Because He's faithful that promised. Hallelujah. So that's number one. If you're going to please God, walk by faith, live by faith. Let's do one more. This is a deep one here. I'm not sure if y'all ready for this one. But, you need to be saved, full of the Holy Ghost, and be in fivefold ministry. I'm playing with you now. I'm playing with you. But this is very important, but yet simple. If you want to truly please God, if you are healthy and able, healthy and able, and there's nothing keeping you from this, you need to go to church. Amen. Or in our case, you need to come to church. Amen. It's amazing over the years, because I've been saved a long time. I've been in church a long time. But I've noticed over the years, the church attendance scale has slowly come down, 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 down. I thank God for technology. I do, because technology is supposed to be used for God's glory. Yeah, it's supposed to be used for God's glory. But it's not to be used to make us lazy. Not to make us on Sunday mornings, Wednesday nights, or whatever time of the week you have service. It's not there to make you a bedside saint. Because we know the flesh, don't we? I know mine. I believe you know yours too. Because the flesh will say, why get up? Turn the TV on. Turn your computer on. You just bought you a nice 80-inch, 75-inch, whatever, because you know that them things getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And now they, you know, they got surround sound. We don't have it, but some folk do. You know, you got surround sound and almost like you right in the middle of everything. But it can sound like that. It might even feel like that, but it's not that. Hallelujah. And this is not Pastor James Redfern saying this. This is the Word of God saying this. In the 10th chapter of Hebrews, you should be there, right? It says, well, I tell you what, I started at verse 23. Let's just read through, beginning at 23 again. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to do what? Stir up love and what? Let me stop right there just a moment. It's impossible practically for us to work together if you're in church and I'm in bed. We can't do ministry together. We can't lay hands on the sick. Remind me, Kathy, too. Or I might let you tell it, this testimony. But I won't tell it right now, but later on, share this testimony. Wow, what a blessing. And actually, it was from this past Sunday, this meeting. But if we're going to provoke one another to love and love on each other and build up each other, you know, the telephone is very limited. FaceTiming, it's all right, but it's limited. And you've heard me say this often. But one thing we need to do is go to church. Now, let me finish reading. So, 24, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. What, doing what? Oh, stop. Hey, guys upstairs, put verse 25 on the screen. All right. So now, here's what we're going to do. Do I have your attention? I'm going to read verse 24, and after I finish reading verse 24, I want everybody together to read verse 25. You can just look on the screen and read it, okay? And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. Oh, the Holy Ghost is telling us something. The Word of God is telling us something. We are to consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. By the way, look at that word not. Notice that N is a little N. Now, you don't have to put this on the screen, but take my word for it, or if you have a New King James or Bible, the word works in verse 24 does not end with a period. So my point is, this is a continuous statement. All right, let me read it to you. And let us consider one, this is verse 24, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some. God knew there would be some. God knew there would be some. I've made up my mind. I'm not going to be in that company. I'm not going to be in the number of some. as the manner of some, but doing what? Exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. There's a reason for going to church. There's a benefit when you go to church, when you come to church, to hear the word of God and fellowship together. It's not just a thing you do. It does something in you. Something happens when we assemble ourselves together. And it says, the day is approaching. The day is approaching. The day is approaching. The day is approaching. The coming of the Lord for his saints is approaching. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth, folks. I'm talking about me, James, now. We don't know when Jesus is coming back. We don't know the day. We don't know the hour. But we can watch the signs of the time. But I tell you one thing. Whenever it is he comes back, I don't want him to catch me in the bed sleeping when I should have been in church. I don't want him to catch me kicked back on my recliner looking at TV through my toes, watching a football game when I should have been in church. Oh, preach it, Pastor. And I'm getting ready to close, but I want you to understand something. And the Apostle Paul talks about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. As I look around at you folks, and I want you to know, I appreciate all of you. Y'all believe that?
Amen.
It's the truth. I appreciate all of you. And let me tell you something else about each and every one of you. Each and every one of you has a gift, has something that was given to you by God Almighty himself to be a blessing to me and to be a blessing to others. And listen, and when we come together with our different gifts and talents, guess what? We feed off of each other. I want to tell you something. I love the Christ in you. I love, Ronnie, the Christ in you and what he's given you. Brenda, I love the Christ in you and what he has imparted to you, because it blesses me and it blesses others. You understand? You may say, Pastor, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have anything to offer. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. I mean, God has commanded us. He told us, be a blessing. To be a blessing. Now, sis, I want to ask you the question. Why would he tell you to be a blessing and not give you the ability to bless? Sometimes these blessings are hidden because of a number of things. Sometimes we get caught up in our own things. I want what God has given me to come out of me to be a blessing to each and every one of you and anyone I meet. Even, listen to me, even if it's a word in due season, God will use you to speak a word in somebody's life that they need to hear. Anybody believe God will use them? Yeah. Raise your hand if you do. I mean, testify if you believe it. If you believe it. If you believe it. Amen. Amen. But when we come together like we are tonight, and can I say something else too? I'm closing. After I dismiss you, just take at least, if you ain't got but a minute, I know sometimes you have to leave in a hurry or if you're going to work or something like that, but even then, find a moment or something to say something to somebody, greet somebody, coming and going and while you're here. You can't do that on the internet. I mean, you can type, you know, messages in, and that's good and fine. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But you just can't beat a good old handshake. You know what I'm saying? Can't beat a good old handshake. It's something about the handshake. Brother Tony, good to see you. Brother, man, love you and appreciate you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You too, Nathaniel. you follow what I'm saying?
That's right.
There's something powerful there. Something powerful.
That's a bomb.
And it's God's doing. And I really am closing. Sometimes I'll look across the congregation and I'll see people that look like they've had a hard day or hard week. Look like they just need somebody to just encourage them. Somebody to come up and say, listen, it's so good to see you. I just love you and appreciate you so much. Thank God for you. Or you might could even say, is there anything you want me to be praying with you about? Standing with you about? Are y'all still here?
Amen.
Amen. If nothing else, just laugh and talk to one another. I want to tell you something. During the pandemic deal, I'd come down to this church during the week, and I'd think, Lord Jesus, this building was made for people to assemble. On Sundays, a lot of times, many folk didn't come. It made a difference. But can I tell you something? The devil didn't win, did he? He didn't win. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this time that we have together. Thank you, Father.